Hi, this is Jack Maxwell. I used to have a show called Booze Traveler, but the real Booze Traveler is Dan Dunn, and you're listening to him right now. It's called What We're Drinking.
Well, pour yourself a glass, sit for a spill. It's time to have some fun. Let's do a little thinking, some picking and a drinking. Well, this is what we're drinking with Dan Dunn.
Excuse me. Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Dan Dunn. As you can see, so we're doing something different here. Normally, when we do the show, I record. Well, not there's no normal. In the age of COVID, what's been happening is I do the show, and then we go into post, and we add sound effects, and we do all this stuff. But today, I wanted to try something that we used to do old school, which is just do the show in real time. And I have a soundboard in front of me. It was very dangerous, very dangerous. I have a lot of sounds that I can access at any time, such as the fart sound. I can make the fart. I can just keep making the fart sound if I want to do it, unless the crowd no longer wants it. Like that. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, the crowd. All right. Okay. Jesus Christ. Stop. So anyway, that's what's going on today. You're in for a treat. Speaking of treats, joining me on the program, he's been on before. He's a fantastic fellow. You heard him in the beginning. You heard him in the intro. His name's Jack Maxwell. Jack!
Dan!
How are you, buddy?
Good, man. I'm glad you explained that that was a sound effect. Because if you just did it randomly, they'd say, hey, that Jack is rude. What has he been doing?
The crowd loves that you're here.
Oh.
Yeah. How many minutes in does this get annoying me with the sound? I promise I'll stop.
You ever see that movie, A Face in the Crowd? They invented this machine to do that. Andy Griffith, great movie, way back in the day. But that's what it reminds me of. They have all this fake sound for
things.
They
just do it, yeah.
Yeah.
It's good to see you, man.
Good to see you, too.
We're here in Venice, California, recording. And we have just to set the stage for you folks, in front of us, because this is today's episode, we are doing the Fall Buying Guide. This is stuff that I've gotten, that I've come across, products that have touched me in some way. I'm going to tell you straight up, right off the bat, none of the products I'm going to tell you about are sponsored. Nobody gave me a dime to promote any of these products, okay? We're going to have them. Some of them Jack and I are going to try in real time and give you our honest assessment of these products. Fall buying guide. Maybe you'll buy all these products. Maybe you'll buy none of these products. I don't know. I can't tell you. All I can do is give you the skinny on it. Speaking of skinny, Jack, you look good, man. You've been working out?
Oh, I thought you were going to say, I look too skinny. What, did I lose some weight? Am I sick?
No, you look
good.
No,
I've been healthy. You know, I've been recovering from this battle I had for a couple of years with cancer.
Yeah.
And I just passed my 1 year a while back, and I feel good. So I'm getting back to doing more exercise and eating right and still having a couple of cocktails now and then, which is what I'm looking forward to on your show, brother. Good stuff.
1 year, that's something worth celebrating. It's almost like you teed it up for me. So let's start.
I'm surprised we didn't give the sound effect.
We got a real sound effect here. If we're going to celebrate 1 year of Jack cancer-free, we're going to start off with the first product that we're going to try, Champagne Ayala Brut Mesure. Ayala is A-Y-A-L-A, Brut Mesure, non-vintage, so that there's a non-vintage champagne. There's no year on it. And we're going to celebrate. Jack's going to pop the cork right here in studio. And this could get messy. Let's find out what happens.
Okay.
Here we go.
Dan is squinting like
I'm
going to pop his eye out.
I know. I'm like, is it
going
to hit me in the head? Here
we
go.
I'm going to do this as gently as I can because I don't want to spill champagne over Dan's nice apartment. It is a great place. So I'm really taking my time, keeping the cork in there. I still have to do it softer than that. There you go. Ready? Okay, I think maybe one more might do it because it's slowly getting out and I'm holding it in and, okay, just one more. Here we go, one more.
There it is.
Here it goes.
Oh, hey-o.
I'm sorry we didn't have the sound effect that
you
wanted.
So what did you do there? No, there it is over there. What did you do there that... How did you do that to prevent it from... Give a tip here for our listeners.
First of all, I apologize to everybody listening who wanted that nice celebratory pop that is so great when you have champagne. I think that's half the fun, isn't it? However, I got a warning before we started from
Dan. We didn't want a mess.
Don't make a mess. Don't put my eye out. And it's interesting. He said, don't make a mess before. Don't put my eye out. Because he got a nice place, and he's got a great dog, and I don't want to put
dog is watching us here.
Boone, I don't want to put her eye out either.
Can I raise a toast?
Oh, yes.
First, here, man. 1 year, man. That's beautiful.
Man.
And here's the many, many more years of Jack Maxwell in our lives.
Thank you,
man. And cheers. Here we go.
Oh, to answer your question, by the way, I just hold the cork in and slowly let it out until...
That's it. That prevents the champagne from bubbling over.
Because you said to. Otherwise, I would have cut it with a saber. Let it go all over the
place.
Make
a real mess.
No problem.
All right.
Ooh,
so
nice.
This, so far, I'm really enjoying this. The Champagne Isle Brut Majeure is a blend of 40% Pinot Noir, 40% Chardonnay, and 20% Pinot Meunier, which is, those are the grape varietals that you're going to find in Champagne. This is a really well balanced. What are you thinking, Jack, right off the bat here?
Oh, it's nice. I don't know how you apply the different words to different liquors. I know that, or alcohols, this is long, this is short, all of this. I just describe it in my own way because I've never been an alcohol expert like you.
You hosted Booze Traveler for 4 years, 5 years.
Yeah, but you know what it was? I learned a lot on the show, of course, 4 years. But it was really about culture, what people drank, why they drank it, the stories they told when they do. I went in not as an expert, but just as a lover of people and travel and adventure. You've always been that guy. That's why I cut that promo for you saying,
yes,
Dan is the real Booze Traveler. But as the host of the show, it was always about the other people and the culture, and I learned what they drank. But this, what I'm trying to say is, it's light to me. It's crisp, yet it doesn't have that. Sometimes champagne, it's still a little hard to drink, and by that I mean, it's not as soft. Depending, this is soft. It's easy to drink, bubbles and all.
It's got a really nice color to it, right? It's got that
nice color.
It kind of reminds me of like a. You know, like a old Milwaukee, you know, that light colored beer with the bubbles going, you know, it's got a lot of bubbles happening here.
But
right?
It's soft though. Still, there's no sting in the back of the throat that some champagnes will do when they're on the cheaper side.
The word I would use for this is expressive. I feel like a lot of the, I'm getting that citrus quality to it. Are you getting that right off the bat? Like it's got a, the citrus and the floral notes are coming right through, but this is a fruit-forward champagne to me, but with a really nice balance with the acidity, which is important. If you get a sweet bubbly, unless you're looking for sweet, specifically trying to, but if I get a, you know, and that's obviously it's a brut champagne, so you're going to get that dryness, but I really like how the fruit's coming through on this as well.
To me, I get a little banana. To me, that's the front. But at the same time, it's easy to drink. You're better qualified to expressiveness and all of that. Get the flavor profile. I know I like it.
So I could see this is the kind of thing where you go to a party, right? And you walk in and they hand you that glass when you first get there. If you're at some event. I think this really primes you for a good night.
Yes, it does. It's very nice.
This is going to make you happy.
Soft and tropical. I like it.
Yeah. All right. So we're gonna give this. By the way, this is $55 a bottle.
No kidding.
Not bad for
That's not bad.
For champagne, actual champagne. Everybody, we know this, right? Sparkling wine is the category. That champagne is sparkling wine. Technically, legally, in order to be called champagne, it has to be made in the Champagne region of France. Although a lot of people are playing loosey-goosey with that rule. You know, I see bottles labeled champagne that come from America, that come from other regions, and then they get sued or something.
I'm told that they really come after you, not only champagne. You know who else is famous for that, which will lead us into our next drink, or one of the new drinks we're doing here, is tequila. Mm-hmm. Now, we all know that's only the tequila region of Mexico and the other four regions they sell it to. They've marketed it. I don't think champagne has done that. I think it must come from champagne, right?
It's got to come from champagne.
But tequila, I know a guy who made some agave spirits, and he started out calling it tequila. And they came after him, and they came hard too. They weren't joking.
Your head will be on a spike. You gotta take it easy there. So this, I really dig this. Now, while we're drinking this, I'm going to tell you about a couple other products that I've tried. We're not going to drink right now because we can't drink at all, Jack, and I'd be falling off our chairs. I had a wine the other night from Dow.
Right.
Oh yeah, that's what that's when you know it's
that
good
was
shit.
No sound effect.
No,
folks.
That's good. That's the good champagne going.
That's
right
coming
there.
Up good, right?
So, Dow Family Estates. It's DAOU. Dow Family Estates, founded by brothers George and Daniel Dow in 2007 in Paso Robles. We know Paso Robles in the Central Coast of California. It's in the Adelaida district. It's a 212-acre hilltop estate, beautiful, and they make really delicious wine. And they just released a 2018 Dow Soul of a Lion is the name of the wine. 2018 Dow Soul of a Lion just came out this month. Okay. I'll tell you right off the bat, this is not a cheap wine. It's a $150 bottle of wine. That is not cheap, but it is a special wine. It is a wine that if you were to buy it, you could hold on to it for a few years, let it really come of age. 2018 was a stellar year, Jack, for Cabernet Sauvignon in that region, Paso Robles. One of the longest growing seasons in history, might have been the longest growing season in history. They were picking grapes off the vines in late October. And what that does is that long hang really gives that fruit that deep color and concentration. You get a dense wine, a very dense Cabernet. So, do you like the California style of Cabernet?
You know, I haven't had too many drinks that I don't like. You know, I am not as, I don't want to say picky, but for me, it's always been, okay, so we eat to sustain our bodies, right? For me, I think we drink to sustain our souls, and I don't want to give this big, large overview, but I think it's more important who you're with and what you're doing, by the way. You know, you can parse it all. You can say it has this note and this flavor and this whatever. And that's wonderful because people need to know the science behind it and how it's done. But for me, it's always about what I'm doing with it and who I'm celebrating this with. Or maybe we're not celebrating. Maybe we're talking about life on a whole different level. Maybe we're mourning. Maybe we're just kicking back for a while. But for me, that's way more important than all of the qualities. I've never been a scientist or a historian when it comes to drinks. I love to experience that while I'm experiencing life. That's all that's important to me. So for me, sure, I love some California wines. I loved them when we start beating the French in anything. But when we started beating them and making wines, I was so happy. You know, I'm a patriot. I love America. And I love when our liquors beat theirs. You know, I remember Japan beat Scotland for best scotch. And technically it can't be scotch because it's not from Scotland. But they were so proud.
Whiskey.
They were
whiskey.
Called it single malt whiskey. But at the same time, they compared it against the scotch. And they liked the Japanese whiskey better than Scotland's been making it for 1,000 years. So they were so. That's how I feel when we beat another country in anything. That's why the Olympics is so great. But for me, when Paso Robles and that area and Northern California, when we started beating other countries, especially France, I think it's fantastic. But I just don't get into the weeds that much about it like you do. You're the expert, and I like to enjoy it a little more.
What Jack's talking about when we beat the French was in 1976. There was a competition called the Judgment of Paris. It was held in Paris. Who was the guy? Stephen Sperrier. I think Stephen might have just passed away too. But Stephen Sperrier put on this competition where it was all the best French wines against. They brought in these wines from America from a little cow town. It really was back then. Nobody, the American wines didn't have a fucking chance. Right. But Steven Spurrier loved what was happening in Northern California, and he thought these wines might be able to show okay against the French wines.
I love that you know all the details of it.
And not only did they show, and this was a blind tasting with the greatest palates of the day,
right?
French palate, the snootiest of snooty French people tasting these wines. And not only did the American wines, they did red and white. And not only did the American wines show well against the French, they beat the French. The red wine, and again, blind tasting, the red wine that won was from Stag's Leap Wine Cellars that won the red. And then the white wine was Chateau Montaliena, and that was immortalized in the movie, was it Bottle Shock? Bottle Shock, right? Or
was it not Sideways?
No.
Oh,
the movie.
Of course, Alan
Rickman. And,
yes, yes.
So anyway,
yes.
The Judgment of Paris. Is how that happened? Okay, so
good stuff.
Now we're.
That's like us beating the Russians in hockey.
It's a couple of years later
at Lake Placid,
similar,
right?
Very similar. So Sol de Lion, 22 months and 100% new French oak. Like I said, visually very dark purple hue. It sort of foreshadows what's going to come there on the nose of that wine. Jesus Christ. Champagne really gets me gassy, Jack.
More than just a nose.
Yeah. You get these wonderful floral notes, lilac and violet, and there's spiciness in it too. And when you drink it, oh boy, you just get this prodigious burst of flavor, blueberry, plum, toffee, cocoa. And then beneath it all, there's this minerality. It's got a very silky mouth. So there's a wine that's worth $150. I'm telling you right now. And it finishes long. I'm talking like Lord of the Rings, Return of the... Remember how long the end of that movie was? That's how long this wine finishes. All right, speaking of movies, I got one more on the wine side to tell you about. Another bubbly. So after a year of being delayed by fucking COVID, finally the 25th James Bond movie is coming out in October. No Time to Die.
It's finally the time to die.
Coming out. Yeah, it's finally time to die. It's coming out. And so for 40 years, I don't even know this, Jack. I don't know. Bollinger, you know Bollinger Champagne? Mm-hmm. Has been the official champagne of 007. It first appeared in Ian Fleming's novel, Diamonds Are Forever. And then the Broccoli family, you know, they produce all the Bond films.
Sure.
They selected
Cubby,
it. They put Bollinger in Live and Let Die in the movie, 1973. Drinks a little Bollinger.
Da-na-na.
That was the starting point.
Da-na-na.
Exactly.
Da-na-na.
So a couple of years later, Albert Cubby Broccoli went over there and over you know, a handshake deal. Do you guys want to become the official champagne of the Bond series? And that was 40 years ago. They made a handshake deal. The first movie in the deal that was, I'll let you take a guess.
Casino Royale.
Roger Moore was in it. Was the Bond.
Oh,
a little sci-fi spin to this one.
Oh, no, not the Moonraker?
Moonraker, correct.
No kidding, yeah.
1979, that's when it began. And now here we are all these years later, and Bollinger is still working with the Bonds. They just came out, a special Cuvée 007 limited edition. It's $80 a bottle. Very delicious wine. And if you're a Bond fan, come on. Gotta get it.
Oh, sure.
Gotta get it.
Especially, now this is Daniel Craig's last spin at it, isn't it? He's not.
Is this it? This is the end?
Yeah, I think he said no more after this.
I mean, you probably get, you don't want to, you get, well, he already is, I guess. It's like,
you know, isn't that
pigeonholed?
So funny, though. I mean, yeah, well, he's not Gilligan. I mean, he's James Bond, right?
Yeah.
Here's the deal, you know, I first saw him in Layer Cake, and I said, that guy's a great movie, this English movie. You know, there's a lot of
actors. I saw Layer Cake.
Oh, so good, wasn't it? And then he becomes Bond. It's a dream for a lot of actors to have that kind of iconic role and to carry it forward. And then I'm sure at the end of that, you're like, this is all right. I've done it. I've done it more than once, twice, three times. I'm tired. Time to move on.
Yeah. I mean, and he's, you know, he's done a bunch of other movies. I mean, he just did the Knives Out, which was great.
Oh, he's so good.
I know he's doing another one of those. Yeah, it's time. It's time for a new one, I think. You know, you've been hearing a lot of talk about maybe being Idris Elba.
Sure.
I think it's time for James Bond of color. You know, I think the world's ready for that, and
absolutely.
I'd like to see it.
Why not?
So if it's Idris Elba, I'll be happy.
Just like there was a woman Doctor Who, right?
That's right. And a captain, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. All I know is this. The Bollinger Special Cuvée 007 Limited Edition out now. Get it, and you can drink it while you're watching the movie. Smuggle it into the theater. We're watching it at home on your pay-per-view. Here you go.
Salud.
All right, now we're going to move on from this bubbly that we're drinking here, Jack.
Can I have some more?
More? You can have anything you want, man. It's all here.
Oh, we have to move on.
All right, we're going to move on now to tequila. You're a tequila fan, right? Are you a tequila fan?
I am. I've really been getting into mezcals lately, but I love tequila still. You know, just because another baby comes along doesn't mean you don't love the old one.
That's it. Jack's up dancing now. Look at him.
Who is it? Quick.
The champs. Because I'm looking at it on my screen. All right. Enough of that.
Didn't even get to the part where they say it.
Well, you can only play a certain amount. And then
that's
you
true. Good. That's smart then. Good
all right,
stuff.
So we're going to try a tequila right now. We got one in front of us. It is called Calarosa. Calarosa. C-A-L-I-R-O-S-A. Calarosa Rosa Blanco. Now, I wanted to do this because I want to see what you think and I want your honest assessment.
Okay.
It's owned by Adam Levine and his wife. There's partners in the brand, Adam Levine and Bahati Prinsloo, supermodel Bahati Prinsloo, Adam Levine, because you know what the world needed? Another celebrity in the tequila game.
Or any alcohol game.
I'm not joking.
It's not enough, right?
Today, when we made the decision to put this on, when I was going through, I got an email saying that Eva Longoria has a tequila now. And I'm like, is there any celebrity left that doesn't have a tequila? And we could talk about this, Jack, whether you feel like, because there's getting a lot of blowback now. People going, it's appropriation, and why is it always tequila? Is Mexico easily exploitable? What are your thoughts on this?
You know, I really haven't thought that much about it. But, I mean, you had Ryan Reynolds with the gin, of course, aviation gin.
Yes.
And then I know George Clooney, Randy Gerber had Casamigos.
Nick Jonas and John Varvatos were on this show.
But people have champagne and vodkas and things like that.
Yeah.
I never thought about the appropriation. I think it's life is hard. You get an opportunity, even as a celebrity or whoever you are, to put your name on something that you believe in. I think it's okay. I mean, listen, if he put on a sombrero and had the pistoleros and all of that, and I think that's cultural appropriation. If you're making fun of it, if you dress like Speedy Gonzalez while you're trying to sell your tequila, maybe that's a different story. But just to say, I'm making a tequila, I like it, I want to share it, because that's what Clooney did with Randy Gerber. They just had a house together in Mexico, and they said, let's make a tequila we both like to drink, and they did. I don't think there's anything wrong with that, if that's what you like. That's the beauty of culture. We share it with other people. That's how it spreads. It used to spread by you would conquer another country, and when you left, if you ever did, you'd leave your culture behind. But I think that now, it's a much more friendly way to do it. So why not? Why not if that's good for you, Eva Longoria?
They need to bring you onto the PR team.
Good
man.
For you, you're, Adam Levine.
So
well, I like to think of things in a positive, optimistic way.
You're an upbeat guy. Now look at this Calarosa. What's the first thing you notice when you look at this?
It's kind of pink.
It's pink.
Kind of pink, I'm going to say.
I think they're aging it in some wine barrels. That's where they're getting that color from. They're
seems
putting
like
it in. And now, so Calarosa was made in Jalisco, Mexico by the Real family. They've been making tequila since 1942. As I said, Adam Levine and his wife, Bahati Prinsloo, they're partners now in the brand. I have not tried this tequila until this very moment with you.
No kidding.
And now let's here we go, a little cheers to you.
Can I say salud?
Salud. Yeah, now let's go to the nose. All right, what do you got on the nose there? Very light and delicate.
Yeah.
I'm getting a little strawberry on the nose. You getting that?
Maybe that's the pink. Maybe it's our eyes are playing games.
Strawberry, raspberry, sweet. Like that agave note's kind of sweet, right?
Yeah, it's still with a Blanco, though. I wonder.
All right, let's go. Here we go. Mm. Very creamy mouthfeel.
Yeah, very
right
creamy.
Off the bat. Extremely creamy mouthfeel.
First thing, I think, is there anything else in it? It says 100% agave.
By the way, if you're an Adam Levine fan, you kind of want a creamy mouthfeel.
I don't know what you mean by that.
You know
but in
what
some
I mean.
Weird way, I do.
You know what
he
I
has
mean.
A lot of female fans.
You absolutely. Know what I mean. I don't, you know, I like it. I think it's pretty good.
You know, it's so easy to drink. And by the way, for a lot of people, that's not a compliment. They want that rough tequila that grabs you by the throat and says, taste this. But it's not like that. It's softer. I guess that's what they're doing with the pink coloring, right? Yeah. Anytime you see pink, what's the first thing you think of other than the Pink Panther?
Well, I think the artist pink.
Oh, okay, or female or soft, right?
Yeah.
It's not the roughest color you could come up with or the roughest mood. If you think pink, it's relaxation. So this is very soft. So I think they're matching that, certainly, the color with how it feels when you're drinking. I'm really interested how they made it so smooth. It's still 40%, right? Still
it's 80, what's 80 it say proof. On the bottle? You got the bottle there in
40%?
Front of you. 40%? What's it say?
Right there you go. I'll show it to you. Not that you guys can
see
that.
Oh, 40% alcohol, 100% agave.
But so soft and creamy, isn't it?
I think when you're drinking it, you got to listen a little bit. Enjoy it, Jack. We got less than 30 seconds to hear of this song. Here we go. Oh, yeah.
Beauty queen of only 18, she.
And it even tastes better when you hear the sweet vocal stylings of Adam Levine, right?
It pairs well.
That's all we got.
Good stuff. Oh, yeah, you have to. What's the limit on that?
You get 30 seconds.
But you think?
I'm pretty sure. Somebody
like knocking
that,
on your door from tequila?
30 seconds.
Saying you played 31 seconds.
Are we giving? I think we're giving this a thumbs up.
Oh, I like it.
It's really good.
Yes, I really do. Congratulations to Adam and his lovely bride.
Look at that.
Yes, I know it's just another celebrity alcohol on the market, but that shouldn't prevent you from trying it, unless it's way overpriced, because, and I'm not saying it is, I haven't even heard about it before this, but it is different. They did find a way to get your attention because it's soft and pink, like a lot of champagnes are like that. Rosé champagnes are soft and pink
It's a good-looking bottle.
It is.
It is, yeah.
It's very... It's not necessarily feminine, but it's a soft looking bottle.
It kind of reminds me of the Miraval bottle, the Miraval rosé. Similar look to it. Yeah. Now we got to pay bills here, Jack. So I want to ask you, you, in addition to tequila, you like great rum, right?
Oh, of course. My first favorite drink as a little kid,
rum
was rum.
And you also like getting a great deal on great rum, too.
Who wouldn't? Sure.
Who wouldn't? Well, our friends at Batiste Rum got you covered, Jack.
Oh, I had their rum. You let me try that before
we did a thing together. We got the Batiste rum. It's a special deal for you, Jack, and the listeners of this podcast. I'm going to tell you a little bit about it. Batiste Rum is the first sustainable American craft rum. I lovingly refer to it as a 3R rum because the makers of Batiste Rum practice regenerative. Let me have some more tequila. My mouth's not working. Regenerative agriculture. They use renewable energy, and they make responsible choices. See the R's? Three R's?
I do.
Get it?
See that now.
It's an eco-positive, solar-powered manufacturing process from start to friggin' finish, Jack. Start to friggin' finish. Batiste Rum is made from 100% pure, fresh cane sugar. Hold on. Let me get some champagne. Hold on.
I don't know if that's going to help, my man.
Let's try it again. Batiste Rum is made from 100% pure, fresh cane juice. Unlike molasses or sugar crystals, if you like your tequila, which this is 100% agave, then you're going to like your rum 100% cane juice. Jack, at Batiste, they go from cane field to rum in under 40 hours. Minimal processing, no cooking, single distillation. It is distilled sunshine, Jack. Did you just burp? You did.
No, you hit the sound effect. Don't say that. Look what he did in the middle of a spot.
Oh, come on. Jesus.
Oh, come on. That's not nice.
Come on, man.
Oh,
no. So here's the... where was I? Oh, So here's the part about the great deal that I mentioned. If you go to BatisteRum.com. That is BatisteRum. Why is there an H, Jack?
Because it's fancy schmancy.
That's
Agricole.
Right. Agricole, baby. It's a tip of the hat. The H is a tip of the hat to the French Caribbean where it's sourced. So if you go there, go to BatisteRum.com, order some rum, and enter promo code WWD, what we're drinking, WWD15 at checkout to get, how much would you guess you're going to get off your order? WWD15.
With 15, I'm going to say 20? No.
That's right. You get
it's got a 30, double the 15, no, 15%. That's not bad. 15%. That's great.
Off your order right now. Right now. Just do it. Just Jack's had the rum. You like it?
I do.
You love it.
Actually, I do like it. It's good. I like rum cocktails for sure. It's good stuff.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to play an ad for you, Jack. Because I feel like, you know what, you're a classic guy.
Just for me?
You're a classic guy. And now, a word from one of our dream sponsors, Blatt's Beer, circa 1950s.
You know, if I didn't have the can right in my hand, I'd say this beer came straight from the tap.
Hold everything. Let's hear that again.
If I didn't have the can right in my hand, I'd say this beer came straight from the tap.
Blatt's tastes so good because it's all draft brewed. Some brewers make a different beer for bottles and cans than they do for the tap.
But we take. How fucking great is that? How great is that?
Oh, that brings me back to when I was a little kid. Blatt's and I thought beer. I was around. I see the cartoony thing. It just feels like
Blatt's
it's a cartoon.
Blatt's beer. What
oh, that's
name.
Funny.
Let's finish. Blatt's. We got to finish. Blatt's. Hold on. What happened? What happens now?
I don't know.
But we take our draft brewed beer, pasteurized, of course, bottle it, and can it. That's why Blatt's tastes so good. I'm from Milwaukee, and I ought to know
why Blatt's beer tastes great wherever you go. All Blatt's is draft brewed, that's why you hear.
Blatt's is Milwaukee's finest beer.
Draft brewed Blatt's, Milwaukee's favorite premium beer, now at local prices.
You know what's funny about
now
that?
Now at local prices.
Local prices, what does that mean?
I don't know.
Check your paper for local listings, right?
So don't, it's so fun. Yeah, don't buy it in Aspen, whatever
best,
you do, yeah.
Yeah, the best part about that is not only the funny music that feels like a cartoon, but he says, I'm from Milwaukee, I ought to know.
I ought to know.
Like that gives you some insight.
Oh, I've funny. Been drinking a lot my whole life. I'm from Milwaukee. All right, so we're back now with our fall buying guide. I've lost track of where we are. Oh, I got it. Okay. Let's move on to whiskey.
Sounds good.
So do you mind pouring a little bit of that stuff right there? And I'm going to tell you what we got here. We're drinking Blackened.
We drink too much of this, we'll be off to Never Never Land.
Oh, man, dude. You can't.
Sorry. I gave it away.
We know who makes Blackened? I'll give you one hint. Figured it out yet? Remember, you get 30 seconds. That's all we get.
Come on, they're not going to sue you. You're friends with them.
All right, so Blackened just started a brand new thing called the Masters of Whiskey series. Our buddy, our good friend, Rob Dietrich. Rob's been on this show several times, and Rob is the master distiller at Blackened. They just started a brand new thing called the Masters of Whiskey series, and the very first thing in here is, what do we got? Oh, Blackened and Willett. You know Willett.
Oh, won't it?
You know, Willett, the whiskey.
Kentucky straight rye whiskey. Here you go.
So, Rob Dietrich and Willett's distillery's own master distiller, Drew Colfsen, Colfsveen, they teamed up to create a Blackened X Willett Kentucky straight rye whiskey finished in Madeira sherry cask. And we got it right here, right in front of us. We're going to hear. Cheers. There we go. Oh, here we go. Let's take. I'm excited for this. I've not tried this either.
Ooh.
But I am. I'm a big fan of Blackened. Oh, boy.
You know what's nice about that?
Everything.
For me, I've never been the biggest fan of rye, I'm going to be honest. Okay. Usually because it's a little too hot, a little spicy, a little peppery. This is not. I mean, it is. You could. It certainly still tastes like rye. It's faithful to that. But I think aging it in the Madeira casks, the sherry casks, maybe rounded that off a little bit, huh?
Oh, man. I'm digging this. Hold on. I mean, okay, right off the bat, I get brown sugar. I get like a little vanilla. You getting a little vanilla? And then that note, that cigar box note, I always say, but that's so coming through on the nose, the cigar box. Oh, my God. Caramel, a little bit of that.
Not just cigar, but cigar box.
Mmm. It's 54.8% alcohol. That's 109.6 proof, people.
Oh, boy, that's strong. That's good
Not
stuff.
Not want to screw around here.
No, but...
It's...
Wow.
Man.
It warms the cockles, doesn't it?
So...
Certainly.
What happens... We've talked about this before on the show. They have this thing that they do...
Look at the legs.
Where they have a playlist. The Sonic Enhancement. Where they blast music in at certain levels to sonically enhance the whiskey. They actually do this.
And before people think that's crazy, I got to say, we went to Mongolia and there was a vodka that they made. Genghis Khan, by the way, Genghis Khan is how they say it there. Everything there is Genghis Khan. Potato chips, flip-flops, everything. But this vodka filtered 50 times. And what they do is they do Mongolian mouth music, throat music. I can't do it, but anyway... I don't do that justice, nor do I want to make fun of it. However, they bathe it in this Mongolian music, and they swear there's a difference.
There is a difference. Dave Pickerel, the guy who pioneered this system, the late, great Dave Pickerel, the original master distiller for Blackened. Let's raise a toast to Dave. Did you ever meet Dave?
I did not.
Makers,
rest in peace,
Whistle
Dave.
Pig, all. Dave's sure. A fucking legend.
Absolutely.
So he pioneered this technique. And it works. I swear to you, it works.
Oh,
one of the songs they played right here, and I can see if you can taste it.
Mm.
Now take a sip. There you go. Yeah. Ooh. All right.
Yeah.
Can you taste that in there?
I guess nice caramel. Oh, it's nice.
You can taste
After
it
in a while,
there, right?
Yeah.
Master of Puppets, right in there.
There it is.
Mm. Can you taste this in there? Picking up that note, For Whom the Bell Tolls. Yeah.
Great use of music, Dan Dunn. What a pairing. You know what I don't taste, though? I don't taste any sand, man. That's good. Nor do I have a metallic kind of taste.
Oh, what? I don't think they use this one. I just like the song. All right. We're losing. This is the part where we lose control. This is why I stopped doing the shows live like this.
That's the best, though, because you never know what's going to happen.
You
listen to a show that's been edited, you know that it's manipulating you. This is live, and we're drinking, getting shit-faced on Dan's show.
That's right.
What's better than that?
By the way, good thing you have a good buzz going, because now I'm going to hit you with something, a hard truth about this whiskey. It's $140 a bottle.
Wow.
But that said, this is not going to happen again. These two genius master distillers, Rob and Drew, coming together to make this whiskey is not going to happen again, so... Go get it. Blackened X Willett Kentucky Straight Rye Whiskey, available now. Like, just came out.
And
just happened.
By the way, you didn't say the name of this fantastic band, just in case for those who didn't get it.
Metallica.
Oh, okay, good. I didn't know if you couldn't.
There's another whiskey that I want to tell you about that we don't have right here, but I did try it, and it's fantastic. Hudson Whiskey in New York. I'm a big fan. They just debuted a whiskey called Four Part Harmony. It's a 4-grain bourbon whiskey aged minimum of 7 years. Just came out. I tried it the other night, and I got to tell you, big fan. It's got this rich, complex whiskey with a long finish. It's 60% corn in the mash, 15% rye, 15% wheat, 10% malted barley, ABV of 46%. It's $70 a bottle. If you're a fan of Hudson Whiskey, you're going to really love this one. They're out of the Hudson Valley in New York. Fantastic. Try it. How do you feel about that, Jack? You haven't tried it. But we have one here that we can try right now.
Let's
You
do
and
it.
I, my friend. You and I. Me and you. Me and you, Jack.
What did you say about the part where we lose it?
I'm sorry, what? Okay. This is special. We're going to do something really special now. Can you pour it for us? See that?
Absolutely.
That little bottle right there. Okay.
Ooh, this one.
The Glenfiddich. Let me tell you a little bit about the Glenfiddich, the award-winning single malt Scotch whiskey. One of the most famous Scotches in the world. They have just come out. I mean, this week, today, I believe. I believe they launched it today.
Can I say this? It looks like a perfume bottle. It's about 3 inches tall, 2 inches wide.
Well, that's because they don't send me the full bottle. And the reason for that is it's $600 a bottle.
I knew there was a reason. Yeah. It's so solid, you could knock someone out with this little tiny bottle. Feel how heavy that is.
Look at that thing.
Pewter.
So yeah, as I said, $600. Wow. It's called Grand Cor... I'm going to butcher this. C-O-U-R-O-N-N-E. Coron? Coron?
I can't see what you're looking at.
C-O-U-R-O-N-N-E.
It's your show. So
Grand Coron is the latest addition to the Glenfiddich's Grand Series. It's a 26-year-old Scotch. 26. It's like the women you date. Oh, hey-o.
Hold on. No sound effect on that one.
Hold on, let me get the sound effect out. Act like you didn't hear me say that. It's like the... Where's that? There. Try it again. It's like the women you date.
Oh.
Oh, hey-o.
That's not nice. It is not true. Taking his
there
shots.
There we go. Cheers. 26-year-old whiskey matured in American and European oak casks at the Glenfiddich Distillery in Dufftown, in the heart of Speyside, man. That's where it all happens in Dufftown. That is the nexus of Speyside. It means French. Grand Coron means great crown in French. Oh, come on, Jack. Give it to us. Give it to us. Give us your notes.
Let me enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
That tastes so different. You know, I had the pleasure of having $600,000 scotch at Macallan, Speyside.
Wow.
And they just gave me a little taste, of course. But he gave me more because we'd become friendly, so we hand-poured it, and all the executives almost shit themselves. But they were very generous about it. And I got to tell you, it feels to me like, you know, when you get to a certain point, well, I mean, what are you going to say? It's I can't tell the difference between that and $200,000 scotch, right? At some point, it's really about how much is left, because that's why it's so expensive. Every time you drink it, it becomes more expensive. But this is in the category of
it's up there.
On top of the mountain, over the clouds, really good stuff.
You know, I felt when I drank it.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Right? Isn't
yes.
that it? Yeah.
Like crystal, like in the clouds. Oh, it's and by the way, it's so light and flavorful at the same time, right? It doesn't have, and there's no sting whatsoever.
No,
you could drink it by. I would hope you drink it by yourself. It'd be a shame if you put this into a cocktail. Not only at that price, but clearly it's good stuff. Speaking of, I hate to go back to that same thing, but I get very tropical notes at the top of this. It's very, again, with the banana, the papaya, the...
Yeah. Let me try it again. I mean, it's $600, so if you're out there and you're buying this, please hit me up at the Imbiber. Tell me what you think. No one's going to hit me up.
Yeah, they will. They love you, man. By the way,
I can't afford it.
They see me on social media and say, hey, do you know Dan Dunn?
And they say, if you do, smack that motherfucker. Give him a smack.
No, that's just the 26-year-olds whose hearts you've broken.
That, I have nothing, I don't, that's a little old for me, 26. Come on, Jack.
Oh, come on.
Come on,
oh, wow.
Man.
Oh, my goodness.
I do have a new girlfriend. Have you met her?
I have not.
Are you ready for a new sound? Just to change the bass a little bit. I remember reading somewhere that the easiest sound.
That's ASMR. That's not your girlfriend. Who are you fooling? By the way, how about that when we drink? What yeah. Should we have the nice $600 scotch?
And listen to her
talk. Listen to her?
All right, let's do it again.
Let's see if that pairs, shall
let's
we?
Go.
A little
we go.
Bit.
Cheers. Right, cheers. Cheers. Here's to you.
I remember reading somewhere that the easiest sound for the ear is to what? Hear is
Oh, Jesus,
oh,
come on.
How do you ruin that? We knew that was coming.
Man.
You like ASMR? Does it work for you?
Sure, yeah.
It's very relaxing.
Yes, yes.
You're saying it in a lascivious way.
I will say anything.
I mean,
at
to help
point.
You sleep.
Okay, we got one more thing we're going to try. Are you ready?
I'm still on that one. That is great.
That's so good.
Oh, no. So
oh I
got
it. Yeah, I got it. We only have, I ran out of glasses.
Oh, which one do we finish? The good one?
So. Ooh, yeah. Okay. Okay, let me tell you a little bit about.
Wow, is that nice?
291. 291 is a Colorado whiskey, globally acclaimed. It's right by Pike's Peak. You know Pike's Peak over there by Colorado Springs? That's where they do it.
Sure.
Michael Myers, he's a former New York City fashion beauty photographer.
From Halloween.
And he wears a mask and kills people. He started the brand.
Outfit.
And this is his thing, 291. Handmade the Colorado way.
What is 291? The zip code? Area code, I mean?
Stop asking me questions I don't know the answer to.
I'm sorry.
291 Distillery started in 2011. Yeah, that's it. And this one, this whiskey that we have right here, you have it in front of you. What's it? Okay, there we go.
Okay, there you go.
291 Colorado Whiskey, barrel proof, single barrel is the whiskey that started it all for the brand. You want to pour some of that, Jackie?
I do.
Want to pour some of that in there for me?
Hold on a second.
Made from 61% malted rye, 39% corn, and it's 63.5% alcohol by volume. That's 127 proof, dude.
There we go.
Oh, yeah.
Because I robbed you for the champagne sound popping, I'll pull the cork.
I'm going to try this, and then I'm going to immediately pour some water in it. Because this is high.
Oh, yeah.
It's high proof. Sigh proof.
Now, I have a question, because what do I know?
Yeah.
It says Colorado bourbon whiskey finished with aspen wood staves. Yeah?
Yeah.
But bourbon, by law, of course, has to be 51% corn, and you said it's in the 30s somewhere. So how do they get away with that? Because it's Colorado? Is that the deal?
Does it say Colorado bourbon whiskey?
It does. Look at that.
Maybe bourbon whiskey is a different category. You're right. It's got to be, maybe bourbon whiskey. They can't call it straight bourbon. I don't know. It kind of seems like a little fuckery going on there. I don't know. We'll have to find out.
It might be a Tennessee or Kentucky
but
thing.
The thing
but
is,
maybe
won
Colorado
a lot bourbon. Of awards. Look at all the awards
oh, look
on
at
the
this.
Bottle.
There's very small. There's so many. 2016 Double Gold. This one, that one. Spirits Business. 2018 Double Gold. Innovation Award 2019. Kids Choice Award. MTV. Oh, no, that's something else.
By the way, I don't think you want to say anything bad about this.
Oh, I don't want to say anything bad.
Because you know what's going to happen to you if you do?
Jamie Lee Curtis will join us for a drink.
Let's drink it.
There we go.
Michael Myers whiskey. Here we go.
That's funny.
Oh, 30 seconds is up. There we go.
Was that video also? What was that, a car crash? What was he doing? Did he kill somebody?
Well, I was trying to find the scream. I have so
He's
many sound
there.
Effects in front of me. Why? I need a producer here with me right now. I got to tell you, for that high proof, I'm not the alcohol's not overwhelming
no,
me at all.
No, I'm very surprised it's that high proof. Are you kidding me? Wow. I like a nice bourbon made America, didn't it? I mean, I was rum in the day, but I think bourbon truly made America. It's good stuff. I love bourbon.
That's tasty. Now, I'm going to put a little bit of water in it.
Hit me up with your Red Sox cup.
Yeah, there we go.
He's got a Red Sox glass, and I have his Phillies glass.
Let's try that.
Because it is awful strong. We're going to get schnookered if we keep drinking this one.
About to take a sip. Here we go.
There you go. That's not from the movie. Is that you?
That's me screaming.
How funny.
Yeah.
You know, I think Michael Myers, I think he should promote it.
When you put the water in there,
yeah, no, it's
really opens it up.
I think it, of course it does, and I think that it just levels it out nice, doesn't it? I think that's how it should be. It's hard to drink that one straight, although it's not as hard as you'd believe because of the, you know, with the ABV, but.
It's delicious.
Oh, really? It's very delicious.
$110 a bottle. So this but it's got a very, it's a good looking bottle. I got the cork on the top. I really like that.
And you're going to cut it for sure, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. So, Jack, I think we covered everything on this on our fall buying guide.
Shall we review? We started off with a
wait, before we review, can we quickly dance?
All right.
We are actually dancing right now.
What year is it?
1974,
75?
Something like that.
75. Casey and the Sunshine Band. rising to the top of the survey. It's number 5 this year. Long distance dedication out to Dan Dunn.
Yes. But let's review what we've had. We had the Champagne Isle Brut Majeur,
which we like.
Delicious. The Dow Family Estates, Soul of a Lion. Loved it. The Bollinger Special Cuvée 007 Limited Edition, Calarosa Rosa Blanco Tequila, Blackened X Willet Kentucky Straight Rye Whiskey, Hudson Whiskey, four-part harmony. What else? Oh, the Glenfiddich Grand Cru, which means Grand Crown, and the 291 Colorado Whiskey.
Yes, was the 007 one, though, bonded in the bottle?
I think it was really good, man. Anything you want to add to the? Anything you want people to buy? That, you know, just.
No, of course not. I love coming and hanging out with you and having drinks because you never know what you're going to get. And the fact that we did this live with no producer, no editing, we just put it right out there. That's the best way to do it, to have that moment live between us that's real, not cut up, not edited, not produced, just real fun, a couple of guys having a couple of drinks. What's wrong with that? Anytime I can do that with a friend, it's a good day. Here's to you, my friend.
Hey, cheers, bro.
Cheers.
Well, I want to thank, of course, Jack Maxwell for being on the show. He hosted Booze Traveler. Now, what are you doing now? What do you got going on?
I am recovering from cancer first and foremost, and now I'm working on a couple of different ideas for shows. I just did a movie, got some other stuff coming up. I'm currently writing a movie as well. So all of that stuff, trying to be creative in the moment and enjoying life.
I want to thank you, Jack. I want to thank everybody out there for listening. I want to remind you to follow me at The Imbiber. Follow the podcast at WWD_podcast. Follow Jack Maxwell at Southie Jack.
Instagram and Twitter, it's Southie Jack. Not selfie. Everybody thinks I'm saying South.
South Boston.
Southiejack. Twitter and Instagram. Jack Maxwell on Facebook. Reach out. I'll say hi back. We all love Dan Dunn. It's always a pleasure being with you, my man. And by the way, after this is over, we're going to go out and have a couple more drinks, aren't we?
I think we are.
Yes.
It's time to party.
It's time to dance.
You know what Jack's nickname?
And now we dance.
Now we dance. Oh, wait. Wasn't this your nickname in high school? Dr. Love?
It was not, actually. We didn't know each other in high school, but I don't doubt it was yours.
See you later.